Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we're doing a deep dive into 1 Samuel chapter 12, where Samuel has just performed a miracle by the word of God. So what were the Israelites to say and do in response to this miracle? And what are we to say or do in response to the way God has acted on our behalf? Well, Samuel gives three main responses. He lists them in the negative and in the positive, but they fall into three main categories. And here's the first one, that we are to hear Samuel tell about his responsibilities and that he's supposed to pray for the people of God and teach the people of God God's word. So one main response that should be taking place in our lives is to be hearers of God's word. We must be underneath the instruction of God's word. This is a primary means of our relationship with God. God's word is food for our souls, air for our lungs. We are to hear God's word preached and proclaimed from God's appointed men, from God's ordained church. So it's no light thing that you do at church week after week. Your pastor doesn't talk about the necessity of preaching for his own sake, but because we see it explicitly and implicitly all over God's word. We were made for community, we were saved, and we were placed in community, and we need each other to point one another to Christ as the word of God is being preached to us. We are being built up into a holy temple, a dwelling place for God. And as you pray today, please remember Joe Costa and his family, our missionaries in Lebanon. And also remember the Sumbwa LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.